Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, family. This is Mama Seven, and we are counting down the new year. Each year I go through, oh my goodness, it's been a super busy day. Busy day with, you know, part day work. Then coming home to do the cleaning that must occur, fixing the shrines, all of the shrines, making sure they all have candles, making sure they have been cleaned and decorated and food, the appropriate food on appropriate shrines, and just a lot of work. It's a labor of love, honestly, because, you know, and this is something I didn't realize how much of a tradition it was for me, but it is 100% a family tradition that I have witnessed all of my life. And then now, as I am an adult my own self, I am going through and continuing the tradition, and my children are watching me as I am going through and, you know, showing them the greatness of the work, the patience in the work, the obligation of the work, all of that. You know, this is part of who we are as spiritual people. And, you know, just like we were speaking about ancestors yesterday, understand, everyone doesn't have the exact same duties with ancestors. So we all don't have the exact same responsibilities, even when it comes to month-end obligations. You know, some of us will spend more time. Some people have a regular practice of praying in the new year, a regular practice of, I would say, Monife does the prayer room. She'll call people, hey, look, so-and-so's in need of prayer. Let's get some prayer to them. So some people do this on a regular basis. But spiritually speaking, everyone has a duty, a responsibility. And when you have a collective the size of A Wonderful Approach / the size of Mother Eagle Ministries, we have the benefit, because it's truly a benefit, we have the benefit of having multiple types of people with us. So that means spirit, of course, is the beneficiary of all of that. You know, spirit gets to have different specialties and everything else like that. So one person may cook, another person may clean, everything like that. But no matter what your quote-unquote specialty is, there's always something special going on. There's always work to be done, and that's what we've been doing. It's truly, truly a labor of love. What I'd like to do is open up the phone lines. This is going to be real informal for the first about 15 minutes. Then we're going to go ahead and crank up the prayer portion of it. But if you'd like to call and share what you had cooked for the ancestral meal, I'd love to hear about it. I'd love to share what I have to cook too. It's so funny because I'm cooking food I don't even make for my own self, so it's always real fun trying to make some of these recipes and all these different smells running around your house that you don't usually participate in. But so I'm going to just open it up half a second, share what you were doing. Share what you cooked, if you had a special meal or whatever. Mine was absolutely beautiful, so I know I did all of my cooking, and I had those black eyed peas looking so good. I was thinking about touching them. That's how good they were looking. I cooked cornbread, a nice plank, I think that's what it's called, plank of ham, some rice, the black eyed peas with some green peppers and tomato. That thing was awesome. Some cabbage, with some smoked sausage in it. I'm telling you, every plate here is full. All shrines are glistening. It's an absolute beautiful time. The energy is a little high. It's December 31st, and I'm in a full sweat. That's how high the energy is in the house. So all that is well, though. All that's expected, and it's well. But I know what I'd like to do, along with sharing some food recipes, I would like very much to, if you already know what you're leaving in 2020, what can't come with you, what doesn't have a place in your space, all of that, I'd like to hear it. You know, these are the things that we're going to be praying in when it comes to praying in the new year. So the things that don't have a purpose anymore, I need them to stay. And the things that I need with me, I really need to take them with me. I'm not shy. I'm not afraid to ask Spirit for what I need. I'm not afraid to do the work, you know. And those that do the work, get the work. So all you do is press one like we always do, and that lets us know, hey, I'd like to talk. So I'm going to go ahead and jump on the phone lines. Like I said, right about 10 minutes till we'll get into the heavy prayer. But right now, what did you do to prepare? How are you getting ready for your new year?
Good evening.
Greetings,
Melissa.
Oh,
Melissa, how are
Melissa.
You?
Oh, we are doing good. How about you?
I'm not going to complain. So I'm low-key this new year. My parents are actually here, but I'll probably see them tomorrow. I didn't feel like leaving the house and all that stuff, and we got a curfew now and blah, blah, blah. So I just didn't feel like doing all that. But what I did do, which surprised me even more, is this is my first time, like, consciously making a dinner. Well, okay, I didn't make a full dinner because I'm still piecing everything together. So my ancestors didn't get any pork today. They got pork, though, on Wednesday with their breakfast, so I don't know.
Okay.
But I did make some. I didn't have black eyed peas on hand, so I made pintos. And that just hit me literally this morning. So I made them today. And Sister Unique had given me some collards that she had, so I had cooked those. And so they have collards and they have the pinto beans. That's what they have. I'm like,
awesome.
I'm sorry, I'll do better. But at least this time you got something to eat, because this is my first time cooking for them, especially for them on, you know, for this particular holiday. So.
How awesome.
And I'm still trying to figure out everything I'm going to give away and don't want to follow me into 21. But I definitely want to keep my progress, and I want to keep my ambition and my drive. And it's like I already know when we do devotions and we start getting to that fasting, I already know I'm probably going to be picking up more things to do than things not to do, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, it does.
So, you know, confusion won't follow me. I don't want confusion following me into 21. I don't want negative talk to follow me into 21. I want, you know, I got to figure out exactly how to word it, but those are the things I don't want following me. I don't want things that's going to slow me up. I want good distractions. And what I mean by good distractions is I've been using my spiritual work as a distraction. And I hate to say it, but that's what I've been doing. Like, let me read
mm-hmm.
a book, let me look up a video, let me do this, let me do that, just to give myself something else to think about when that negativity hits.
That's right. That's what you're supposed to do, though. 100%, that's what you're supposed to do. You're not supposed to sit in the middle of the negativity. You're supposed to fill it with something positive. I know I've been fasting for some time in my life, and I, you know, just when I thought, okay, I got my fast, I got this straight, I don't have to worry about it anymore, I found myself having to worry about it because I had gotten to the point where, not that I was cheating, but that I wasn't just putting a whole lot of energy into it. And so I was like, no, I want every blessing. I want everything. So I was like, so it's not about five, 5-6 years ago, the fast changed for me to where it wasn't about what I wasn't doing. It was about what I was doing. How do I increase the positive rather than just decreasing the negative? And then the fast took on a whole new meaning at that point. You know, I really started to feel more connected when I did it like that. So, you know, I'm going to be real interested to find out, you know, once you have moved past the no, once you start moving into the yes, you know, what about your fast is going to change? And so it's always very interesting to see that. So, I like the fasting challenge. I like challenging my body. I like challenging my mind. I like seeing the growth and everything like that. So it's definitely something I look forward to. But, yeah. Congratulations on making it to 2021. You know, we got a couple more minutes, but really, you know, everybody didn't make it to this. Everybody didn't make it through the test. Everybody didn't have, you know, the aha moments. Everybody didn't do that. So, you know, for those that did, I applaud you because really 2021 was a good year to get lazy on. It was a good year to say, oh, I can, I'm not, because there were so many other real distractions pulling us away. We could have easily gotten caught up. So for those that said, hey, I'm not going to make any excuses. I'm going to look at it square in the eye and say this is what it is, then, you know, I really do applaud that energy because it takes a lot to do that. Well, my dear, well, continue hanging out with us. We're about to get this thing counted down. And congratulations on in doing your first year of cooking. That's awesome.
Yeah, next year I'm going to make sure I go to the grocery store and get good stuff. But right now, at least I have something. That's how I feel.
That's right. That's right. Awesome. So thank you so much. And we'll be counting it down, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right. And then I got one more caller that would like to speak. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Love and Light family, Habaragani.
Habaragani, how are you?
I am grand.
Yes.
So 2020 has been beyond interesting.
Who are you telling? Oh, my God. It's been disrespectfully interesting, okay?
yes. But with, like, today's principle being Kuumba, this was really a time for people to embrace their creativity, you know, learning how to do the schoolwork that you haven't done before, learning how to focus on not eating out as much because you can't do certain things. It was just,
it was just a lot,
you know, learning how to make safe places and spaces in your home because your home became your office, all those things. So that took a little bit of creativity. So,
absolutely.
Yay for that. So, for this year, my ancestors, being as beautiful as they are, had me hunting down souse meat, hunting down great rice pudding, hunting down crackling. And y'all know I don't eat none of that, but they had it because that's what they, I mean, hunting down, like, I'm like, what? I haven't seen this, but it was my auntie, and I hadn't seen it since she had transitioned. So for me to find it, I was like, okay, thank you. You know, so being obedient in the process. So I had not just ancestral, but also Orisha offerings that I had put down, and I was grateful to be able to do so. As Melissa said, she didn't have necessarily what she wanted, but it's always about intention. So I had to be intentional. I'm like, okay, if I don't have this, what can I substitute? What would be okay? What would be accepted and respected? So they had their bowl full of specialty items, as I'll call them tonight. I was able to make the barbecue chicken and rice that they wanted. I was able to make the collard greens, the red field peas and rice, the cornbread. And I can't tell you who wanted that stewed chicken, but I was getting hit in the head about stewed chicken. And y'all know I don't eat that. I mean, you know, and I share that part because a lot of people who are coming into it need to understand that when we make these offerings for our ancestors, it's not about what we would want. It's to honor what they survived off of, because those things, that was their nourishment. And what they did and what they went through allow us to stand on their shoulders, you know. So it's like pecans out there from the tree, and I give thanks for it. I have a pecan tree in my yard. Pecans, cookies, all kind of stuff. And I was just looking at it. I was like, Lord, I was just giving thanks and praise before the show started, because I was just like, here it is. I didn't know what I was going to be able to put down. And it ended up being plentiful. So I just gave them some praise for being able to do that. You know?
Amen.
That's what I was able to do as far as what I'm leaving in this old year here. I'm still writing down some notes, and I'm having my personal talk, you know, with the Most High.
Yes.
Because, you know, right at the 10th second, it's going to be like, oh, wait, one more thing. Let me add this one to the list. So I have my list. And I give thanks for that. And I'm grateful. And I'm definitely grateful for my spiritual family. Even when I don't want to listen, I'm grateful for it, because that's what family is. You know, we're going to agree to this.
Imagine
that. Right. But, you know, we have to keep it moving. So I'm grateful for that, to have people that care enough about me to say things to me and vice versa. So,
absolutely.
I'm looking forward operating on his faith and favor. Praise him.
Look.
That's all I had in 2020.
Look, I need to understand. I am beyond naked at this point. You know, this doesn't make no kind of sense. This makes no kind of sense. We are beyond stripped. We are beyond open. We are beyond vulnerable. We are so past that, you know. This is back in the Garden of Eden kind of naked right here, you know, because it is 100% what was required. You know, we had to get back to the basics, had to get back to understanding, to love, to peace, to all of that, you know. So, that's where we are. That's where we were overdue, you know. And so now that we're like, okay, now I've been there, I've done that, where can I go from here? And spirit's like, you can go to the moon. You know, you can go anywhere from here. 2020 has not been all bad. And I have to say it, and I have to keep reminding not just the universe, but also myself, it hasn't been all bad. There's been
a lot of blessings came
to it. A lot of blessings came in. And 2021 has that vibe, you know, the vibe is already coming through. It has been coming through probably for the past day or two. But it's like, if you want it, you can get it, but you got to want it. You got to be willing to do the work. So, you know, getting that work in is everything. So, you know, I for those, I'm telling you, for everyone still here, because the ancestors did claim quite a few, but for those still here, I'm going to tell you, do it the way you want to do it, because 2021 is going to be the ones that work the hardest are going to walk away with the prize. So let's get the work in.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much. It's been a while since we heard your voice on the radio. So I'm glad that you were able to take a second to call in and give us the shout out. Appreciate you, sister. Appreciate you.
Yes.
Absolutely. Right. Now, all right, we're going to start our prayers in just a second. If you want to come onto the line, press 1, and that'll let us know, hey, come on in. We were talking, sharing about what we cooked and also some things that you want to leave in 2020. Okay, and I know that's probably a strange idea. What are you going to leave in 2020? There are some things that no longer serve us. There are some people that no longer serve us. It's time to get out of the comfort zone. It's time to get out of because no one's comfort zone right now is very comfortable. I can't even imagine it. So, you know, let's start thinking, okay, what doesn't work, we're leaving. What does work, let's take it with us. So press one if you want to come on, if you want to make prayers, if you want to shout out your ancestors or whatever. I think we got 10 more minutes left in this year. And 10 minutes too long as far as I'm concerned. I'm ready to see the time tick over. I got a phone call from China about an hour ago. So it's already 2021 where she was calling me from. And I'm like, sis, you're going to have to call back. I can't talk to you right now. We got to get this year kicked in. We got to pray. We got to make this thing happen. So I do have a little insight that there is a 2021 coming, okay? Talib keeps telling me, the youngest child keeps telling me, it's just going to reset the 2020, the beginning. 2020 is going to reset over. I say, oh, it better not. I don't think so. So we're going to move into our prayers now. If you would like to join in, you want to say amen, like I said, press one. That lets us know, hey, I'm ready. I'd like to join in. If you can hear the gunshots in my background, don't think nothing of it. This is just a cultural expression for the new year. You know, they're bringing in the new year. So all is wonderful and well. You know, I want to thank God. In the purest, simplest way, I want to thank God for getting us to this point, for giving us the strength even to crawl through this barrier, this point in time. I want to thank God for allowing my family to still be together. We did have some slight sickness, slight irritation, slight troubles, you know. I'm glad and so glad and thankful that God chose to spare us this year of any of the losses that we had dealt with the years prior to. I'm going to go through the sickness, God. Thank you for not allowing the sickness to overtake any of us. You know, we were able to fight and be strong. I want to extend that prayer for good health out to my spiritual family. A Wonderful Approach and Mother Eagle Ministries. May we continue to be strong as a collective. Let's continue taking care of our bodies, whether that means adding vitamins, if it means taking away certain foods, if it means fasting, cleansing, detox, whatever it takes. Let us pray that our temples become strengthened so that we can live the full lives that we're supposed to live. I want to thank God for the financial blessings that have come through in 2020. 2020 has been very difficult for some people. Some people don't have houses, God. Some people don't have basics for food, you know. So I'm so very glad that I've been able to uphold the little bit that I have. I'm so thankful that within my spiritual family, my extended family, my immediate family, that the basics like food have not been a challenge. I want to applaud Mother Eagle Ministries and their feeding program that they've done consistently each year, giving to others that don't have, other countries, other peoples. I want to commend them and offer, you know, them to continue that work and have the programs that they're a part of expand so that more and more people can benefit from the blessings that they have received. I want to give thanks and praise for the mental health that has that we've been blessed with between the organizations, the mental health moving forward that we're going to really, really need for 2021. Dear God, there are a lot of people that are struggling with their mental health, lost in their minds, trapped in their own minds. God, there are those that are so depressed they can't even see up from down. I just ask that you allow your love to be a beacon for them so that they can see your love, so it can inspire them to come out of those shadows. God, I'm going to ask that you add, that you give those mental strength so that they can pull themselves out, God. There's so many people that are stuck and lost.
I'm asking that you be that one to shine the light. I'm asking that all those light bearers that are supposed to shine light in those dark places, please give them the strength to do so, so that they can continue your great work, God. I'm going to ask that blessings come through, blessings of spouses. I'm going to ask, I love this part, a blessing of spouses, blessings of financial abundance overflowing, blessings of safe travel to see new places and spaces. I'm going to ask that all of our young people, all of our millennials, stay safe as they are learning about life, as they're growing, as they're trying to take these new steps. May the young legs be strong as they're trying to learn more and more about themselves, about life, about everything. I want to ask that all of the children of A Wonderful Approach, got a couple babies out there and got a couple more coming. I want to ask that all the babies be made safe, that they come through with all fingers and toes and nice full lungs of laughter. And we're going to ask that, you know, all those are around them to support them, to bring them forward. May they come. We're going to ask that our unions be blessed. Yes, yes, yes. All these marriages that we got coming up, I hope they get blessed. God, I'm going to ask you personally to move all this COVID stuff out of the way. Let us move back to a simpler time when we could have our faces out. We could smile at our brother and sister, where we could have outings together. You know, this summer, allow for the healing to come forward so that we can begin to live a happy life again and be fulfilled in it and begin to live our destiny. God, I'm going to ask that you touch and anoint all of those that are the readers, the messengers, the information bearers, whatever you want to call them. May those with divine sight and divine hearing, may they come through with a clear message. May their gifts be made stronger this year, because this year there's going to be so much more people coming into spirituality that are going to need the strength and going to need that clear guidance. So God, I'm going to ask that you know, continue to work with us, build us, strengthen us. Allow us to be those vessels for your word, for your light, for your love, so that we can be clean and clear in the whole process. These are just basics, God. And I know the list is long, but I also know that you have the ability to make it all happen in a blink of an eye. I know, God, that you have the ability to make things occur without us even having to worry about them coming through for us. You know, these things I put out into the universe, but I know and believe in divine time, and all these things will occur when it's supposed to. Just know, God, that we're waiting on you for the signs and the signals so that we can come forward and to live our best life under your light, under your guidance. And these things we ask in your name, amen. 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 And I have to tell you how excited I am about this new year. Some things coming up that I never, ever, ever thought would be coming through. But hold on a second. We're going to see if we can get a countdown going on, because I think that we are 2 minutes, maybe 1.5 minutes. We're going to see if we can get a young person. How much? All right, can you give me a countdown? We're 50 seconds out, okay? So I hope everyone got a chance to say amen to the prayer. I want you to have a minute for a personal prayer, you know, something that you need personally in your life. You know, I go to God so open, because I know God can answer all those questions. Plus, I know God can make all these requests. Plus, you know, he is so powerful. So just take a moment, everyone, and just ask for something for yourself. You know, ask for something for the kids. I know all my baby elephants are praying. 2. All right. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Yay, we made it. I know I made it. Amen, amen, amen. Woo! Well, I had to spend some time with ancestors. I got my plate. My plate is beautiful. It's full. I give thanks and praise that I have a nice full cabinet of liquor for my ancestors to drink from. I splashed it all over the place. I have two healthy boys, beautiful creatures. Love them, love them. Press one, say your cheers, open it up. Here we are, New Year's, with all the guns open in the background. Let's see if I can get Mama Khadijah to say yay and amen. Greetings.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yay. This year seems a little hard to get through. Amen, amen, amen.
Well, the people
amen.
Have shout out. They have shout out the transmitter over here.
Wow.
Well, my lights are out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. They've been shooting all afternoon. They started actually yesterday with the shooting. So yeah, it's a cultural thing. It's a cultural thing. I'll never forget my first New Year's celebration where I heard it and heard it, and I was like, wait a minute, are we in trouble? They're like, no, we're not. No, we're just in the neighborhood. That's all that means. What are some of the first things you're going to be doing for 2021, Mom Khadijah, if I can ask you for half a second? What are you looking forward to getting to doing?
Well, bringing it in with prayer, and that's what we did tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel so honored and blessed that I was obedient this year, and I lit more candles than I usually light.
Okay.
I lit a lot more candles. So even though the house is jet black, my shrine room is lit up.
Okay.
So,
okay. Okay.
You know, just I want to step up my writing and my meditation. And I want to get back to prioritizing my day so that the very first thing that comes out of my mouth when I open my eyes, not after I brush my teeth like I do now and get my coffee, is prayed, but as soon as I open my eyes, I want to make that a priority.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I am moving back. I don't know if you remember, right about 37, do you remember the dedication that I had in working out every day?
Yeah.
Me, you, and our
yeah.
Candy were in Gold's Gym every, people don't realize, I mean every
yes.
day we were in that gym at least an hour, you know. Every day, I remember me and my youngest sister, Zainab, eating nothing but string beans for like 3-4 days straight, you know, because string beans had like 0 calories or whatever, you know. We were so
mm-hmm.
intentional about our physical self. And, you know, I remember losing close to 70 pounds just in a very healthy way, in a very intentional way. And, and it really has stayed off, on and off, but it stayed more off than on, you know. I never reclaimed that weight because it was done healthy. So in this new year, I want a new relationship with my body.
Awesome.
I want to go to Cuba to dance. Now, y'all know I'm not a dancer, so don't get it twisted. I want to go just to dance, just to be free. I want to be able to walk the streets. I want to be able to walk up a mountain. And so this new relationship with my body is not about the scale. It's not about
anything technical or health related. Is I want to look really good in this sundress this season, this summer, you know? And so it's a new relationship, you know? As I'm going into 50, I'm like, okay, I'm way past this baby age. You know, my baby is grown, okay? So there's not baby weight. There was never baby weight, you know? And so that's something I want to move into and be intentional. And with all of the work that Spirit has me doing this year, in order to keep up with it, I'm going to have to be able to be healthier and, you know, be able to have more endurance and everything else like that. So I'm looking at this new relationship with my body, and for once, it's not about the numbers. And so that's something that's very big.
That's real big. That is real big, and that's real honorable. And I applaud you and support you in your commitment. And I want to go to Cuba too.
Okay.
I want to go to Cuba too. So we may have to get a wonderful approach and Mother Eagle Ministries trip together.
Yeah.
Because it looks like trip to Haiti might not come through at Easter time, so I'm definitely going to be open for another trip overseas.
Okay. Yeah, there's something in Cuba calling me, and I'm going to go and answer it. I don't care what it takes to get there and what I'm going to have to do. I have to go. And so at this point, it's just a matter of a date, you know, and I don't think it's accidental nor coincidental that, you know, all these other things are going on at the same time. So, you know, we're going to have to pay attention to that kind of stuff. I know a wonderful approach. Calendar is already packed, you know what I'm saying, and people are ready. More than ever, I believe, you know, we've seen some upgrades, some extra interest and stuff. I believe this year is going to quadruple the number of people that are looking for a spiritual expression, a spiritual understanding. No one is going to be, you know, the same old is not going to work. And unfortunately, there are a lot of people out there that are half doing it. They're not being righteous in their walk. And so it's going to take people like us on this line. And I'm not talking about just myself. And I'm not talking about just Mama Khadijah. I'm talking about every one of us has a responsibility. Every one of us has a job and a role to play. Because people... the person that looks at me may not get the inspiration. They may be looking at who's beside me, you know, who's behind me, who's around me. You know, that may have more impact than me, myself. And so I know all hands are going to be needed when it comes to ushering in this new understanding of spirituality and really helping guide people on this path. So for those of us already on the path, get serious, okay? Because this is going to be the year that so many people are going to be approaching us, all levels of us, because they want to know more. They want to see how is this working in your life. You know, what has been the benefits for you? And so as you go through and you're having this very real experience with Spirit, trust and believe there are people watching you. Yeah, we have a whole new group coming in. We have a whole new scenario coming in, and I need everybody 100% on their dean. You know, make your prayers. Be the person you say you're going to be. be righteous, have that precision of language, because the next generation is right behind us. They really are. So let's get working on this. So I'm just so happy. I'm happy to have made it to this point. We got 5 minutes to speak, to just be in this prayerful moment, because I know I'm going to get off this phone and collapse. This day started at 4:30, and it has rocked until 12:15. And so I can guarantee, you know, all my well wishes. I know my baby elephants are going to start calling probably about 9 o'clock. They probably won't get me, though, because I think I'm going to sleep in tomorrow. And really, you know, I'll be up making my prayers, making my petitions and everything. Mama Khadija, have you done all your petitions? Have you done all your writing that you're going to do for the new year?
I have not done my writing yet. I have not done my writing. The food and the drinks, I was really surprised at how much energy it took to light my candle, dress my shrine, cook the food, put all the drinks up, including the sugar water for my father, and set the table for them. And I had to lie down about 9 o'clock because I felt I had done about 3 or 4 mises back to back.
Yes.
So
yes,
I have not done my writing yet, and I will get to my writing. But it has taken a lot of energy just in preparing for this crossover point in my life.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Same here.
I've got to
do
some writing.
I said,
you know, and
this is
any other night, I would be up until maybe 12, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, no problem. But I really, really felt the pull of getting this preparation done.
Same here. Same here. I mean, it has taken an act of Congress really to push through, to be determined in it. This has been a lot. It's been a whole lot. And you know how everybody knows how many shrines I have in the house, and each one needed its own special care. I usually keep a lot of candles, but every shrine has a candle lit, you know. That's a lot of energy and with the food and the pork. And oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. So I've gotten a little bit of the writing done. I have more to do. I have more to do tonight. And I don't know how much is going to get done tonight, but I do have more to do. And family, let me tell you, if you didn't get everything done, we still have all day today, okay? So, you know, there's certain things. I like to get the food done before the year clicks over, but I'll probably be writing all, you know, a little bit tonight, later on after I get some rest and everything else like that, you know, because this energy will be here for about two, three days. And then we'll start to see, you know, how 2021 is going to be. But this change over time and energy will be here for a minute. Get that writing in, you know. Make sure you put your intentions out there. What are you looking for from this year? What are you willing to get? All of that's going to come into play. So, So, Mama Khadija, I appreciate you on the line. Sister Melissa called in. Sister Akita called in. I want to thank everybody that's on the phone lines just listening for prayer, listening for energy. You know, I really want to encourage everybody to look. This is what we've been waiting for. We've been waiting for 2021 since about February or March of last year, okay? So, you know, I feel so accomplished right this second. So I want to just thank everybody for, you know, just being a part of. Mama Khadija, get you some rest. Me and Talib, we have some sparkling cider here. So we're going to open up our cider. We're going to share some with ancestors. You know, we're going to have We're going to be goofy for about 10 or 15 minutes. Then I'm probably passing out. But, you know, I just want to thank everybody for taking that time to really understand what's important as we try to go through 2021. So I also want to remind everybody, for those on the line, those who are listening later, sign up for your readings. Let's not be blind walking into 2021. I don't do blind, period. You know, I need as much information as possible. So don't be blind walking into 2021. Sign up for your reading. Get the information. Know what you can know so that you can be as prepared as possible moving forward, okay? So I just wanted to say that. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen, hallelujah. We've made it, and we will speak more very soon. Peace.